Listener Anonymous of Oak Island wrote, "It's currently 11:39 p.m. and you have your hideous, strident jazz program ruining another evening when people wish to be lulled to sleep. The radio would have been turned off a long time ago except for the BBC, which follows. I am aware that I am not the only one unhappy with this daily abusive cacophony, so we must be being abused to indulge some WHQR upper echelon exercising their, quote, radio with vision, unquote." I love reading results from our spring listener survey. It was very gratifying to see that 67% of those responding said that the station had, quote, gotten better, unquote, in the last year. But some ventilating went on in the comments sections, which is always interesting. Anonymous wrote of the section where listeners were asked to vote for their top 10 shows, "I like a lot of these programs, and to have to choose among 10 is absurd. You need more programs, not less." Some others said similar things, sometimes with more colorful language. "Every year at budget time, we have to go through the admittedly absurd task," Anonymous mentions, "of deciding A, what would be best for the audience, B, what would they like, C, what might new members like, and D, what can we afford, given our budget? It's not an easy task, but we have to prioritize, and so we ask survey respondents to think about priorities also. And surveys, while not the sole answer, can certainly provide guidance." Mary said, "The background music that you play during your local announcements, particularly between 5:30 and 6 in the morning, is awful, awful, awful. You play it too loudly, and it competes with your announcements, and you're underrunning credits and is making us consider another option for our alarm clock after 30 years of having it tuned each and every morning of the week to WHQR. It makes no sense whatsoever and is making us have terribly unfriendly thoughts toward HQR." On the other hand, Anonymous sent the following, "I've been listening to NPR for 25 years and have always loved the filler music in between segments, especially the frequent use of Medeski, Martin, and Wood, but I never thought I would hear Rat-a-Tat. Kudos." Bill wrote, "Smooth landings is number one." Anonymous wrote, "The reason I don't contribute any longer is that WHQR is shameless in its constant barrage for donations. If we're the public in public radio, why don't we know your employees' salaries, for example? Are they overpaid?" Side note, no. But back to Anonymous, "I wouldn't know because that's top secret on your publicly funded station. Also, I like cars, but I loathe car talk. The most nauseating aspect of the show are the hosts' hideous laughs at their own jokes, which aren't in the least bit funny." Kimberly of Wilmington, who is very fond of exclamation points, likes Science Friday, Wait Wait, Splendid Table, All Things Considered, America's Test Kitchen, Diane Rehm, Front Street Blues, Jazz 9 to 12, Local Commentators, Morning Edition, NPR Hourly News, People's Pharmacy, Selected Short, Soup to Nuts, Travel with Rick Steves, Weekend Edition, With Heart and Voice, and Writer's Almanac. In other words, she says, "I love this station." 7 exclamation points. Listener Ann wrote, "I would like a short astronomy program like Stardate." And Carolyn wrote, "I love the new format, and I'm very glad that HQR made the change. I've been a sustaining member since I moved here 4 years ago. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate everything you do, thus putting my money where my mouth is. Kudos to you all." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.